Cheers.
Mine's involved. Cheers.
Hi there, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
It's Tammy Cox. I'm with Tammy's Tastings. I walk in, and you've got a mortar and pestle out, grinding peppercorns, and you've got a bottle of green stuff that says arugula. What in the world are you up to?
Making a St. Patrick's Day cocktail, of course.
Well, it's going to be green. I can see that. So is this one of your own inventions?
Yeah. So I had reason to make some green cocktails a couple weeks ago, and I started thinking about how you can do that. And arugula makes a really nice syrup. You just blend it with some simple syrup, and you get this beautiful, bright green syrup that has some of that nice peppery arugula bite. When I think about arugula, I think about that kind of peppery note that it has. So when I started thinking about how to use it in this cocktail, I immediately thought of Long Road Distillers Wendy Peppercorn Spirit. This is a flavored vodka, but it's really more like a gin, but made with peppercorn. So I decided that that would be a nice complement to the pepperiness of the arugula, and I mixed it up into a little bit of a gimlet variant.
So we've made a gimlet or two during this series, but I don't remember anything on the rim.
Right. So when I was making this, I thought it really needed a touch of salt, and it also just needed a touch of something else. The Wendy peppercorn is a great spirit, but I wanted the peppercorns to be a little more punchy. So I decided that it would be delicious and pretty if I were to put a rim on the glass. So I ground up some pink peppercorns with salt and used that to rim our glass.
All right. So you've got that on the rim, but how did you get that on the rim?
So there's a couple tricks that can take your rims to the next level. So a lot of people will just dip the rim of the glass in some liquid and then dip it in some salt. But that gives you salt on the inside and outside of the rim. So here I just carefully used a lime wedge to only put some moisture on the outside of the rim. And then I rolled it through that salt and pink peppercorn blend. So if you turn out to not like the saltiness, or you don't like the extra pink peppercorn, you're not constantly bringing more of that back into your drink as you sip it. And for the same reason, I also chose to only rim half the glass in case it was a little too much.
Got it. What do you call this?
This is the St. Patrick peppercorn.
Of course it is.
And to make it, I mixed about 1.25 ounces of Long Road's regular vodka with 0.75 ounces of the Wendy peppercorn because it is really quite punchy.
The Long Road folks are going to love you.
And then I used 0.75 ounces of lime juice, 0.75 ounces of that arugula simple syrup, and shook that all up with ice and put it into our prepared glass.
All right. Well, this is really green. I'm going to take a taste of it. I did the bare rim side. I'm going to try it with the peppercorn. I like that even better. I'm a nut for pepper. My wife says I over-pepper everything. I just keep telling her it's a great antioxidant. I'm watching you take a sip as I was saying that, and you're like going, oh, yes, perfect.
Yeah, it turned out just like I wanted it to.
This green cocktail is a whole lot better than green beer, I imagine.
Anything's better than green beer, Lester. I like this because without the rim, it's a really easy drinking cocktail. So if you're someone who doesn't like super strong flavors, it's going to be appealing to you. But then once you add that extra punch from the salt and the pink peppercorn on the rim, that really takes it to the next level.
Yeah, I agree. Well, cheers.
Cheers, and happy St. Patrick's Day.